things are possible.
Welcome to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Africa Hali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, Accra, Ghana. This message of faith is life-transforming, anointed to help you discover your right positioning and mission in God's kingdom. It will help you break from past negative perceptions and empower you to lead an overcoming life. Now, receive Reverend Afrique.
All right, so once again, you are welcome to service. I'm bringing you God's word as I have it here. I'd like you to sit up and look up. Today is the third in the series of our prosperity message. The title is Who Wants to Be Poor? I believe by now it's clear what you want. Today, the objective is to examine the curse of poverty and introduce the blessing of the cross. The curse of poverty and the blessing of the cross. In other words, there is the curse of poverty, and the cross is the cure for it. Amen. Do not forget the three scriptures, of exchange or exchanges. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. And then 2 Corinthians 8, 9. All of them happen on the cross. The first one, Galatians chapter 3. 13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse unto us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on the cross. So that, the purpose for it, so that the blessing, please somebody listen, the purpose of the cross, so that the blessing of Abraham might come unto us, the Gentile, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Ours is to believe. That's why he put it there, through faith. Ours is to believe the cross event, that the cross event linked the believer to the blessing of Abraham. And we all know, when you say the blessing of Abraham, everybody's talking about plenty, abundance. In multiplying, I will multiply. In blessing, I will bless you. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 said, for God has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, who knew no sin, so that we might receive the righteousness of God in him, Christ Jesus. This one too was a cross event, the cross event. Amen. Exchange took place for our sin. We receive his righteousness. And our sin was laid on him. So we are righteous. Not only that, the same writer, Paul, an interpreter of Jesus Christ, said again in 2 Corinthians 8, 9, for you know, you must know, in case you don't know, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that he was rich, yet for your sakes became poor. What for? So that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Amen. Question: who wants to be poor? Amen. If you can turn your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, you'll find out, the Bible said, it is the love of money. It is the love of money. And he went further to explain it. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some church people converted after, they have erred from the faith. Why I said church people is that? He said from the faith. So they were in the faith, but they were coveting money and chase money. They love it more than they love God, thereby piercing themselves through with many sorrows. So the phrase is, the love of money is what is the root of all evil. Please listen carefully. Sometimes listening to is another thing. You are listening, but you are hearing something different. Please, the Bible didn't say money is the root of all evil. The Bible said the love of money is the root of. And he described how the love of money works. You chase after it. You chase after it. You covet it. Covetousness. It becomes the center of gravity of your life. At the end of the day, you pierce yourself with all manner of things. And then you see somebody in the faith, a church person, now is so frustrated and so pierced and out of the faith, chasing money instead of chasing God. 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 If you're a church person, you must hear this. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things that the world is chasing after will come after you. Kingdom priority. God is helping us. Amen. Who wants to be poor? Amen. So the gospel is beneficial to the poor if it doesn't leave them poorer. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The manifesto of Jesus Christ. It is to assess him, even his own mentor, John Baptist, assess him right there in Matthew chapter 11. Go and find out whether he's the one to come or not. And Jesus said, come and see the evidence. The sick are getting healed. The gospel is being preached to the poor. Amen. So Jesus came not only to heal and to deliver from sin, but all the effects of sin. Please take notes. There are three major effects of sin, right in Genesis, that runs through the Bible. And Jesus came to deal with it. Number one, effect of sin, poverty. Number one, sickness. Number two, death. Number three, the effect of Adam's sin brought three major ailments. Number one, poverty. Number two, sickness. And then you die. You are poor. You are not feeding well. You fall sick. You die. Amen. Don't forget the three scriptures. The three gospel scriptures. Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. Don't forget them. The cross is the solution. The cross is the solution. I'd like you also to know two things the cross gave us. Number one, the blessing of Abraham and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two things, two blessings the cross gave us. The blessing of Abraham, Galatians 3, right? 13 and 14. The blessing of Abraham. And then the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. These two are actually one with two languages or two expressions. The blessing of Abraham makes rich. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ makes rich. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is not a sign of the cross. It is not an item on benediction. It is the thing, Jesus' thing, that's transferable, that is impartable, that is given. Amen. All right. Today, the emphasis is on the blessing, the curse of the law and the blessing of the cross. Amen. When Jesus hung on the cross, who was hanging there? What was hanging there? Amen. If the cross is the cure, we must find out when he hung there, what was hanging there? Who was hanging there? Amen.
Voice of Possibility will be back soon. We hope you are being blessed by this message. For counseling or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call after this broadcast on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Welcome back to Voice of Possibility.
Matthew chapter 27. Please, I'd like you to turn your Bibles. Let's read. Easter just passed only a few weeks ago. Amen. Matthew 27. Let's see Jesus on the cross. Let's see Jesus Christ on the cross. To appreciate poverty and how the gospel eradicated it, let's see who or what hung on the cross. So, the cross story, Matthew 27, I read from verse 27. 27 from verse 27. Don't forget it. 27 from verse 27. Matthew. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the cohorts of soldiers, and they strip him. They strip Jesus. When they strip you, what do you become? Naked. They strip him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, take note of that, a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head. A crown of thorn upon his head. I've been saying it, but you need to read it in the Bible. It's in the Bible. They put a crown of thorn on his head. And a reed in his right hand, they bow to him, mocking him. Hey, King of the Jews. They spat upon him. They spat upon him. They spat upon him. And took the reed and smote him on the head. Verse 34 is of interest. And they gave him vinegar on the cross. He requested for water. But instead of water, take note of the language. Instead of water, they gave him vinegar. Sour, bitter to taste. Mingled with all kinds of stuff. And gave it to him to drink. And they crucified him. 35. Remove his garment, in case you think he was still wearing a garment. They remove it. They parted it and cast lots upon it. And one person won Jesus' garment. So at the end of the day, he hung on the cross naked. Please look up. So that's Jesus on the cross. To be able to appreciate the cross, quickly, let's go to Genesis chapter 3 and I'll show you something. A portrait of poverty. Genesis chapter 3, we will find a picture of poverty. Whilst you are going there, Genesis chapter 3 verse 10, you will meet verse 10. The verse 10 was the first sign that they had seen. The first sign that Adam had disobeyed. He said, so God, in verse 9, came to the garden calling Adam. Adam, where are you? Verse 10, Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked. 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 I was naked. All right? So take note of that. Now, let's look at Adam and the curse God imposed on Adam. Verse 17. And to Adam, God said, because you listened to a voice of your wife and have eaten the forbidden fruit or tree, curse is the ground for your sake. In sorrow, you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Verse 18 is what I'm looking for. Thorns, thorns, thorns also, and thistles. It shall produce for you, and you shall eat. Instead of eating what you have produced, work for, you will be eating something else. He calls it herb, the herb of the field. And the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread. Eat, 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 eat. Look up. Toiling. Toiling. Using all your time and energy. Toiling. At the end of the day, there's nothing to show for it. So, look at me. You have your time, you have your strength and energy, and you are using both, and your talent. But at the end of the day, the yield is so small. Nothing to write home about it. So when you are eating, you are in sorrow. Of particular note is that the ground, your productive space, will grow thorns and thistles. You sow corn and it will be thorns. And because of that, you'll be eating herb, herb, herb. And many of us, even though we have been delivered, redeemed, we are not seeing the manifestation of it. Why? There's something called the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the difference maker. There's something called the blessing of Abraham. That is the difference maker. Amen. So I have said, it is not your work per se that makes you rich. Mm-mm. There's something called the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So you saw what happened in the garden. And then if you put it by what happened on the cross, you notice that thorns and thistle was put on Jesus' head, right? On the cross. Headship. Head. So the curse placed on Adam's head. Jesus took it and revoked it on the cross. A number of things happened on the cross as he hung there. Please. It was nakedness hanging there. Poverty being crucified equally with our sin. Amen. He requested for water and they gave him what he didn't request for. Vinegar, bitter. God told Adam, you will eat in sorrow. In sorrow, you will eat. We saw it being played on the cross. The picture of the cross should tell us that what Adam did in the garden to attract the curse, Jesus undid it and gave us his righteousness, gave us his grace that makes rich, gave us the blessing of Abraham for abundance. Amen. You should know this. Hallelujah. Therefore, the cross is the answer, not only for sin, but the answer for all the effects of sin. Number one, poverty. Number two, ill health or sickness. And number three, death. Before you die, you must first be poor. Can I tell somebody? Poverty is the first sign of death. You will die. You are poor. You are not eating well. You fall sick. They will take you to the hospital. And if there's no savior to save you, you are dying. Poverty has been the cause of death more than having money. So who wants to be poor? We need deliverance from poverty. Amen. God is helping us. Would you rise on your feet and make the declaration of prayer? Please, in closing, say this after me. Pray this prayer. Say, I am saved to save. Say that again. I am saved to save. I am righteous and rich. I shall not die poor. I am moving from good measure to press down, to shaking together, and to running over. I have the abundant life, and I declare that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I will walk with him all the days of my life. So help me God. The Lord bless you. See you next week for a continuation.
Now, you have been charged to go and discharge. For counseling, fellowship, or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call now on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Beloved, you have been listening to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Afrik Ahali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, Accra, Ghana. Faith comes by hearing and hearing again. We encourage you to get the full edition of this message and other series by Reverend Afrik from ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, near the Dansuman Kipit Park. We welcome you to our following services. Sunday service at 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. for the first service and 10 a.m. to 12 noon for the second service. Our Wednesday services are from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. For further information, contact us on 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Possibility, a city set on a hill. Your church in Dansuman, where God makes every worshiper a possibility. God richly bless you.